All right. So thank you everybody for joining me this Sunday for this Yahrzeit Shir. The Shir is in memory of my daughter Abigail. And the title of the Shir is The Mitzvos You Have to Remember. So today we're going to look through the mitzvos. Some say they're not mitzvos, or not all of them are mitzvos, but we're going to look at the word zachor in the Torah and we're going to analyze it. And basically, the outline of the Shir is first, we're going to look through the or try to understand the concept of Zachor from the framework of Rashi and the Rambam, and then try to see if there's a connection. So let's start with an order in chronological order of the Torah. We'll start with the first Zachor, which is in Shemos Yud Gimel Gimel, source number one. It says, Vayomer Moshe el ha'am Zachor Yom Hazeh. So the first Zachor, I'll just translate as remember, is with regard to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the idea is that we're supposed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's the first one. The second Zachor is Zachor is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. Remember Shabbos to sanctify it, to make it Kadosh. The third one is Zachor Es Asher Asa Hashem Elokecha L'Miriam B'Derech B'Tzeis Chem Mitzrayim. So the third one is with regard to the story of Miriam and Lashon Hara. We're supposed to remember that story and really remember what happened to Miriam. And the last Zachor is the one that we read last week, which is Zachor Es Asher Asa Lecha Amalek B'Derech B'Tzeis Chem Mimitzrayim. So these are the four Zachors with the Kamatz. There's a couple of Zachors, or there's another Zachor with a Shva. There's a question whether that fits in or not, but we're going to stick with the four Zachors here with the Kamatz. And again, the first Zachor is with regard to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The second one is with regard to Shabbos. The third one is with regard to Miriam and Lashon Hara. And the last one is with regard to Amalek. So the question is there a relationship between all these mitzvos, or is it just random that the Torah uses the same terminology of Zachor by all these mitzvos? And if there is a relationship, what is that connection? What is the idea, the unifying idea behind these mitzvos? Is there a unifying concept? So we'll start with Rashi and we'll go through each one of these mitzvos on their own, understand Rashi first, and we'll go back to the first source again. So if you look at number five, it's the same as number one. Vayomer Moshe la'am. So the pasuk is telling us that we're supposed to remember the day that we left Mitzrayim, and at the end it says we're not supposed to eat chametz. So what does Rashi learn? How does Rashi learn the mitzvah or the idea of zachor? He says zachor es hayom hazeh limed shemazkirin yetzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom. So this is where we learn out the mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day. So that's interesting, unique, because the way that the Rambam understands it, and most of us understand the word Zachor generally, is that it's referring to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, Rashi's learning that this is where we learn out the essential mitzvah of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom. And Rashi's consistent somewhat, because if you look at the Gur Aryeh, number seven, on Rashi, he explains the Rashi's basic concepts. He says, Zachor es hayom, melamed shemazkirin yetzias Mitzrayim, that's Rashi. Pirush tichsiv kan, Zachor es hayom, shehu mekor, upirusho b'lashon zeh, hovet tamid. So the lashon of Zachor is the present tense, and it means tamid. It means all the time, constantly. Kimo Zachor es yom ha-shabbos, like he learns out, Rashi learns out the same way by Zachor es yom ha-shabbos. Shepirusho b'parshas Yisro, so Rashi explains in Yisro, Aleichem liskor tamid es yom ha-shabbos, that the mitzvah of Zachor by Shabbos is to remember Shabbos all the time. So too, Rashi is being consistent, and he's learning that the mitzvah of Zachor by Yetzias Mitzrayim is every day, is a daily mitzvah. So according to the Gur Aryeh, Rashi's concept of Zachor so far is the idea of Hove and Tamid, that it's present and you're supposed to do it all the time. And that translates in Yetzias Mitzrayim to the mitzvah of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom. And with regard to Shabbos, let's look at Rashi himself in number eight, Zachor es yom ha-shabbos l'kadosho. So Rashi says, Zachor lashon pa'olhu. It means active, an active tense, not bound by time. Kimo achol v'shaso, halochu v'cho, v'chach pisrono. And this is how you explain it, understand it. Tenu lev l'skor tamid es yom ha-shabbos. So you're supposed to remember Shabbos all the time. If you come across something nice, you should put it aside for Shabbos. So as the Gur Arya mentioned, he was being honest there. Rashi is consistent. He uses the term zachor as an active term and an idea of remembering all the time. So just like there's a mitzvah of zachor Yom HaShabbos, which is to remember Shabbos during the week, to put things aside for Shabbos during the week, so too by Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah is to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day, to remember it every single day. So it's a similar concept of zachor. Of course, what's interesting, according to Rashi, again, is that's not how we normally learn the term Zachor. The typical idea of Zachor Yom HaShabbos is actually reference to Kiddush, making Kiddush. And that's how the Rambam learns it, and most Rishonim. But Rashi seems to learn out this idea that Zachor means that you're supposed to put things aside for Shabbos. So Rashi seems consistent so far. And where does Rashi learn out this idea from? Or how does he know this concept? So the Gemara in Beitza mentions that this was actually one of Shammai's unique midos. It says in number 10, Tanya Amru Alav Al Shammai Hazaken Kol Yamav Haya Ochel Lechavot Shabbos Matzah Behema Na'a Omer Zul Shabbos Matzah Acheres Na'a Heimena Miniach Es HaShniyah VeOchel Es. So he was always looking for things for Shabbos, and if he found something nicer, he would eat the first one and put the second one, the nicer one, aside for Shabbos. So that was Shammai's midah. He doesn't learn it out from Zachor. Somehow Rashi learns it out from the Gemara and he applies it to Zachor. But Shammai's midah, one of the great midos of Shammai, was this idea of constantly remembering Shabbos and putting things aside for Shabbos. So there seems to be a connection there between Zachor by Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zachor by Shabbos. However, Rashi is not as clear when it comes to the other two Zachors. He doesn't use the same lashon, and he doesn't even mention this idea of tamidus at all, which is kind of strange. If you look at number 11, the Torah, we go back to the third Zachor. So we're supposed to remember what happened to Miriam when we left Mitzrayim. And Rashi over there says, Zachor. If you don't want to get saras, al tesaper lashon hara. Don't speak lashon hara. Zachor ha'asui leMiriam. Remember what happened to Miriam. She dibra bachia v'laksa b'negayim. She spoke about her brother and she got saras. So Rashi doesn't mention this idea of tamidus. He doesn't say that there's an idea of always remembering the story of Miriam, that it's pa'ul. So the question is, why not? What's the difference? Why is it that he uses zachor by Yetzias Mitzrayim and by Shabbos as the concept of pa'ul? He's learning the idea of the word and the word's tense to teach you an idea that you're supposed to always be remembered of this. And yet by Miriam, he doesn't mention that. And even by Amalek, he doesn't mention it at all. He just talks about the juxtaposition of the iser of being dishonest in business to the idea of remembering Amalek. Look in 13. Zachor eis asher asah lecha Amalek baderech betzeischem mimitzrayim. And Rashi over there says, Zachor eis asher asah Amalek im shakarta bemidos halalu v'mishkalos. So if you lie with regard in business and when it comes to measurements, havi doig min giroi ha'oyev, you should be worried about the enemy attacking you. So it's interesting. So why doesn't Rashi mention this idea of Zachor, the concept of Tzmidus by Amalek, that you should always remember Amalek, although the Rambam actually mentions that, but Rashi does not mention that. And he doesn't mention it by Miriam, but yet he mentions it by Yetzias Mitzrayim and he mentions it by Shabbos. So is there a unifying idea or is there a concept that we can use to understand the basic framework of Zachor according to Rashi? So again, just the questions, just to summarize. So Rashi is pretty consistent when it comes to the Zachor of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Zachor of Shabbos. The mitzvah, he says, is to remember it all the time. Translates to the mitzvah of mentioning Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, and also mentioning Shabbos or thinking about Shabbos and remembering Shabbos every single day and week. We're supposed to put things aside for Shabbos. But yet, when it comes to the other two Zachors, he doesn't mention the Lashon Po'ol. He doesn't mention the idea of Tmidas. He doesn't mention that. So why not? And is there a connection between all of these ideas, these concepts? So that's the question. So I wanted to start off with a basic concept, a basic svara, a basic theory as to what Rashi is saying and what his idea of Zachor is. And I think it's a pretty unique idea. So what is Rashi saying? So I think we have to think about how our memories work generally. So generally, our memories are triggered by certain things that we encounter by days. For example, when it's Shabbos, it's natural to think about Bries HaOlam. When it's Pesach, it's natural to think about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're triggered by the day itself, by the day being a reminder of what happened, and that creates or that allows our memory to work and to function. And that is normal, that is typical. But it's abnormal to think about these things outside of that time period. It's not normal, it's not natural to think about Yetzias Mitzrayim on a daily basis. It's not natural to think about Sechira Shabbos, to think about Shabbos during the week. It's more natural. It's natural to think about it on Shabbos itself. So Rashi is telling you that the idea of Zachor is that even when it's unnatural for you, even when it's not a natural memory, when it's unnatural for you, that's when you're supposed to remember. When it's uncomfortable for you, when it doesn't have to be negative, but when it's not a time where it's natural for you to remember, that is the mitzvah of Zachor. And I think the same applies to the idea of Miriam and the idea of Amalek, because there are things that people don't want to remember. There are things that we don't want to think about. We don't want to think about, for example, Miriam being attacked by Tsaras. It's not a pleasant memory in the memory of Klal Yisrael. It's something that's subject to shechacha, to being forgotten. And same thing with Amalek. We don't want to think about what happened in the past. I mean, many people want to move forward. We want to move past it, especially when times are good. We don't want to remember what happened in the past, how they attacked us right after Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not a pleasant memory. And although we won, it's still not something that was pleasant. It wasn't a positive experience for Klal Yisrael. So Rashi's saying the same idea. It's the same Zachor. The Zachor doesn't mean that you have to do it all the time. Zachor means that you have to force yourself to remember. Zachor means that you have to remember even when it's not natural for you to remember, even when you want to forget, like in the case of Amalek and Miriam. Even when it's during the week, when it's not natural for you to remember, like it's not on Shabbos, it's not on Pesach itself. So that's when there's a chiyuv to remember. That is the mitzvah, according to Rashi, that's the concept of Zachor, of Paul. So it doesn't dafka, it doesn't specifically mean that you always have to remember. But what it's teaching you is that the mitzvah or the idea, whether it's a mitzvah or not, is a question in Rashi of Miriam. But the idea, the concept of Zachor is to force the memory, is to force yourself to remember, even when it's unnatural for you to remember, even when it's not something that you're naturally going to be triggered by, like on Shabbos itself, like on Pesach itself. So I think that's the idea of Zachor according to Rashi. And that's what I wanted to start the shiur off with, that Zachor means to force, to go beyond our natural process or our natural system of how our memory works, and to remember even when it's unnatural for us, even when it's something that we don't want to remember, like the story of Miriam and like the story of Amalek, if there's a benefit to remembering, which we'll discuss the philosophical relationship between these mitzvos. But as of right now, I think the key is understanding what Zachor demands of us, according to Rashi. All right. Any questions?
Ginsburg.
Yes.
So like when would you be forcing yourself by Amalek? Like if you use corrupt weights, mishkalos, then you're supposed to force yourself?
No, I think he's just saying, I think Rashi's saying that when you do that, so then you're subject to being attacked by the enemy. But the idea is that even when it's like not a zman of us being attacked by Amalek, we're supposed to think about it. We're supposed to force the memory. Even when times are good, that's the point.
But by Shabbos, it means Rashi says like constantly, every single day of the week. And by Mitzrayim, it's every single day. So by Amalek, it's not, you're saying it's not like every single day?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't say that. If you would have,
So
he should
when
have
would
said
it
to me
be?
this.
So
So
when
that,
is it now? Just
so
like.
I mean, we fulfill the mitzvah when it's we fulfill the mitzvah before, obviously before Purim, but the idea is to remember it even when, I mean, there's no specific tzura. That's your question. Is there a tzura to it as to whether you should do it every single day or not?
Right. I mean, it's not connected to, let's say, Tsaras by Miriam. When you think about that, you might worry about Tsaras, then you're chayav to remember Miriam,
Right.
or you're just saying it's just like you have to, well, whatever this different formulations of when you have to do it. It doesn't have to be constant.
Yeah, I mean, if it did, then I think Rashi would say it. I mean, the fact that he's absent on those concepts by Miriam and also by Amalek is just showing you that the essential idea isn't the Tamidus idea. It's the idea of doing it when it's not necessarily natural for you to do it. So even Amalek, like the mitzvah of Amalek is even when, for Klal Yisrael, even when times are good and we're not being attacked, like as opposed to nowadays where we're being attacked, even when we're not being attacked, you have to force it. You have to remember it, even if you want to move beyond it and you don't want to think about what they did in the past. So you have to force yourself. Specifically, what day? Rashi doesn't say. whether it's
But
every
yeah, I'm
day.
just wondering if if it's like the mechayev is you're worried about tzaras, that's mechayev you. But you're acting
Right.
corruptly in business, that's mechayev you to remember a malik. Do you know what I mean? But I don't know. You're right. You're right. We do it
Not
once a
sure.
year, so that's probably
Yeah.
what it means.
All right. All right. So that's a basic structure of Zohar, I think, according to Rashi. And I think the Rambam has a different idea of Zohar. So let's do the Rambam inside. We'll do all the Rambams and try to understand the Rambam's idea of Zohar. And then, like I said, at the end of this year, not really the end, but towards the end of this year, we'll discuss the philosophy of are these mitzvahs connected philosophically to one another and how so. So let's just look at the Rambam, which is number 15. The Rambam says, mitzvahs aseh mina Torah l'kadesh yom HaShabbos b'dvarim. So the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Zachor, which I'll say right after, shnemar Zachor es yom HaShabbos l'kadesho, that the mitzvah of Zachor teaches us that we're supposed to be mekadesh, sanctify yom HaShabbos with words. Klomar, meaning to say, zachreyu zechiras shevach v'kiddush, that you have to mention words of praise of Hashem, and you also have to mention words of kedusha. So you have to mention it in the beginning of the day and at the end of the day with Kiddush and Havdalah. So what's interesting about the Rambam? What's interesting is that the Rambam's definition of Zechira is that it's not just saying this is Shabbos Kadosh, but you have to elaborate. You have to do Zechira Shevach the Kiddush. So you have to elaborate on the experience of Shabbos. It's not enough to just say today is Shabbos and it's Kadosh. And the Rambam kind of highlights the same idea by Yetzias Mitzrayim in 16. The Rambam says, Mitzvos Ashe Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisim B'Neflaos Shenasu L'Avosenu B'Mitzrayim B'Leil Chamishah Asar B'Nisan. So the mitzvah is to speak about and discuss all the great wonders that happened to our forefathers in Mitzrayim on the 15th. So remember this day in which you left Mitzrayim, as it says, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos. So he compares it to Shabbos, to the mitzvah of Kiddush. How do you know that it's on the 15th? Talmud Lomar, V'yigadato levincha. So how do you know that it's on the 15th? So the mitzvah is to do the sipur when there's matzah and maror in front of you. The aval pish ain lo bein, even if you don't have a son, afilu chacham gedolim chayavin lesaper b'yetzias Mitzrayim b'chol marech b'dvarim she'iru v'shehayu harei zeh meshubach. And the more you delve into it, the better it is. So what is the mitzvah of Zachor by Yetzias Mitzrayim? Once again, it's not just to remember the general idea that we were let out of Mitzrayim, it's to really elaborate on the memory and discuss what happened in detail, to go through the nisim and aflos. And in fact, he says, "Kol marech bedvarim she'iru v'shehayu, harei zeh meshubach." So the more you go into it, the more detail you get into, the better it is. So it sounds like, according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah of zechira is not just to remember that this event occurred, but it's to actually delve into the details of the event. Same thing with Shabbos. It's not just to say today is Shabbos, but Zechira Shevach the Kiddush. And of course, in our Kiddush, we talk about Kiddush HaOlam and Brias HaOlam. So it's not just, Zechira is not just a Zachor in a general sense, it's in a specific sense. And the idea of Zachor, according to the Rambam, seems to be that even if it's natural for you to remember, like on Shabbos and on Pesach itself, it's one thing to remember in a broad way, in a passing, fleeting manner. But the mitzvah of Zachor demands that we elaborate on the memory. We really bring the memory to life and we really make it a reality. So let's see if that's true with the other two mitzvahs as well, according to the Rambam. So the Rambam in Tzaras, it's a long halacha, we'll just go through it. So the Rambam in Tzaras, so the Rambam disagrees also. The Ramban says this is a mitzvah, the Rambam does not have this as a mitzvah, but he does talk about the idea of Zachor by Tzaras. So he says in Tumas Tzaras, Tezayin Yud, HaTzaras hu shema omer b'shutufus kolel inyanim harbe she'ein domin zeh lezeh. So Tzaras is used in many situations, but it's not necessarily similar how Tzaras expresses itself in these situations. Loven or Adam Karoy Tsaras. So whiteness on the skin is called Tsaras. Mephiles Mikta Harosh or Azakin Nikra Tsaras. So if you lose some hair, that's also Tsaras. Vishinoi Ena Begadim or Abatim Karoy Tsaras. Bizashinoya Amor Bibigadim Uvivatim Shikara Oso Torah Tsaras Bishutafos Hashem. So they're all called Tsaras, even though they're different expressions of it. Enobimin Hagoshal Ulam, and it's not natural. It's Hashgacha. Ela Osu Pele Yisrael Kadela Zira Milashon Hara. So it was a great miracle that occurred in order to prevent the Avera of Lashon Hara. Shamasaber Belashon Hara, Mishtanos Kiros Beso. First thing that happens to you if you speak Lashon Hara is that the walls of your house start changing colors, or they start changing and you get tzaraas in the walls. Im chazer bo, so if you do tshuva, great, yatara bias. Then the bias goes back to normal. Vim amad rishio, but if you don't do tshuva and you're still a rasha in your lashon hara, achehutatz a bias, mishtan and klea, or they have to break down the house walls. And then next thing to go is all of the skinned kelim shiva beso, shehu yoshe b'shochev alayim, like chairs and couches. Im chazer bo yataru. If you go back and you do tshuva, great, and everything will become tohor. Bim amad risho ach yisrfu mishtan habegadim shalav. So eventually you're gonna have to burn all of that stuff. And the next thing to go is your clothes. Im chazer bo yataru. And if you do tshuva, great. Bim amad risho. But if you keep doing lashon hara ach yisrfu mishtana oro v'yitzareya, then it gets on your skin. V'yamuvdal mufursam avado, and then you're alone. Achalis asek besichas rishaim shehi halitzas v'lashon hara. Till you stop being involved in Lashon Hara and being involved in conversations with Rishayim. Well, inan zeh hu mazir b'Torah of Omer. So the Torah mentions this. Shishamer b'negat tzaras. Guard yourself from getting tzaras. Zachor eitz asher asah Hashem Elokecha l'Miriam baderach. Harei Omer. So what is this saying? His bonenu. So look into, analyze. Ma ira l'Miriam hanaviyah. What happened to her? She dibra b'achiyah, she hi gedola mimenu b'shanim, the gidlo saw berkah. So Moshe was older. Moshe was younger, and she raised him. And yet, and v'sichna b'atzma latzil min yam, and she saved him. She risked her life to save him from the yam. V'hi lo dibra b'gnuso, and she didn't even speak badly about him. Elatos shehishvas oso l'shar nevi'im. So the mistake that was made was comparing him to other nevi'im. Moshe didn't even care. So she got tzaras. So what do you see from the Rambam about Zachor over here by Miriam? Once again, you see that you have to go into the detail. You have to really understand and get into the detail of what happened with Miriam. It's not enough to remember Miriam got tzaras due to speaking Lashon Hara. No, he says his bodenu ma'ira le'Miriam hanaviyah. You have to go into depth and try to understand and analyze what happened to Miriam. And it even explains the whole process, which we'll get to. I cut off the halacha halfway through because we're going to get to it at the end. But he goes through the whole process of what happened to Miriam. So why does he go through that detail? Because that's Zachor, according to the Rambam. Zachor is not just remembering general what happened, but it's elaborating on a memory, bringing the memory into reality. And really, we'll discuss why that is. So he says, Kavachomer l'nei Adam arisham atipshim. So if Miriam was affected by tzaras, Kavachomer, even more so, the Rishayim and the imbeciles and the wicked people. Shemarbin l'daber gedolos v'neflaos. L'fichach roi l'misha ratzal l'chave en orchav l'srachek mishibasan umul'daber imahem. K'deish l'yispas Adam bereshes Rishayim v'sichlusam. So you should separate yourself from these types of people so that you don't fall into this trap of speaking with them and Lashon Hara. So again, so there's a consistent theme as opposed to Rashi, the Rambam is saying that Zachor means elaboration on a memory and really bringing it to life. And finally, the Rambam says by Amalek, V'chein mitzvahs aseh la'abed zer Amalek, shnemar timcha zecher Amalek, u'mitzvahs aseh lizkor tamid. So the Rambam does say tamid, which is interesting that he says it over here and not by Shabbos. But he says ma'asav ha'ra'im v'arivasov aderech. So you have to remember constantly their bad deeds and also how they attacked us on the path. Meaning he doesn't just say, remember that Amalek attacked us. No, he says, Arivaso Badarech. He actually goes into what happened. Kedela or Evaso, to bring about and to enrage us, to make us angry and our hatred of Amalek, to increase that. Shenemar Zachor Itz Asher Asalacha Amalek. V'Pi HaShmua Lomdu Zachor V'Peh Lo Tishkach B'Lev. You have to do it verbally. You can't forget our hatred of Amalek. So the idea for the Rambam, the svara, the unifying svara for the Rambam of Zachor is the idea of elaboration. And he mentions it in all these places. In Yetzias, in Shabbos, he says, then by Yetzias Mitzrayim, he says we have to go into the details of the Nisim and Niflaos. Then by Tzaras, he goes into the whole story of Miriam and he analyzes it and he says, Bonanu Ma'ir LeMiriam. And then by Amalek, he even says, you have to remember Mas of Harayim, Ve'ari Baso V'Derech. I mean, it's not enough to just remember these concepts in general, but the point of Zachor is to elaborate in order to have an effect on us. It's to elaborate on these details, on the details of the memory. So we have a general idea, a general approach for the Rambam and for Rashi. But now the question is, the big question is there a connection between these mitzvos? Are they just four mitzvos that have a similar tzura of how they're supposed to be done? Or is there like a deeper connection in the philosophy of these mitzvos? So I think there is a deeper connection, and that's why the Torah uses the word zachor by all. So what is that connection? So let's get into the philosophy, the basic philosophy of mitzvah sipur yetzias mitzrayim. I think we're all familiar with it, but it's always beneficial to see it inside. The chinuch does a good job, as usual. So let's look at the chinuch. So what does he say? Mitzvah sipur yetzias mitzrayim. Lesaper be'inyan yetzias mitzrayim b'leil tes vav b'nisan. So he learns like the Rambam that it's not the mitzvah of he learns the mitzvah is specifically at Seder night. Kol echad kafid tzachos l'shono ulahalel ulshabeach l'shem yisbarach al kol anisim she'asot lanu shem. So we have to speak about all the nisim that happened and really give praise. Shenemar v'igadeta levincha uchvar pirshu chachamim demitzvos hagada zu zo ku b'leil tes vav b'nisan b'shas achilas matzah. So the mitzvah is to do it when we eat matzah. So even anybody, not dafka your ben, your son. The Indian mitzvah, so now he goes to the Indian and then we'll get to the Shoresh. So we really have to go into the details of what happened and how Hashem took vengeance. And you even do it to yourself, if no other people are there, you have to verbalize it. So the purpose is that it increases or it awakens our lave with regard to this. So one of the purposes of elaborating on the miracles isn't just to elaborate, but it's also to bring about a change in our heart, to awaken our heart. So what are we supposed to be awakened to? So Mishorshei Mitzvah Zu, Masha Kasu B'Korban Pesach. So the Chinuch says that the basic philosophy is the same as he wrote in Korban Pesach. The Ein Min HaTama Im Bo Lanu Mitzvos Rabos Al Zeh. So yeah, it might seem strange that we have so many mitzvos tied to Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's not. Mitzvos Aseh, which will say no Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sorry, Mitzvos Aseh, Mitzvos Los Aseh. So we have both Aseh and Los Aseh. So why is it so important? Ki Hu Yesod Gadol V'Amod Chazak B'Torasenu U'V'Emunasenu. So it's really an essential principle in Torah and in our belief system. That's why you mention it so much. Because it really is a sign of the Hashem creating the world. So the meaning the idea that the laws of nature were changed and the Nisim occurred is proof that God created the world. Otherwise, how could all these nisim occur? Meaning, is it, would it be possible for all these laws of nature to change from be manipulated if there was no creator? So this should shut up anybody who says that Hashem didn't create the world. So it reflects on, or it's supposed to awaken our heart in the framework of understanding or believing that Hashem created the world and that there is hashgacha in the world and that he could do what he wants in interacting with the world. So basic philosophy, I think most of us have this idea already, but the basic philosophy of the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zachor is not just to elaborate on the memory, but it's also to awaken within us, within our heart, a certain attachment to the idea that Hashem created the universe and that he interacts with the world that there's hashgacha, that he interacts with the world, and he's able to obviously, as a result, manipulate nature. And that's really an essential idea of Yahadus. What about Shabbos? Same idea, right? But let's read it inside. I guess the key is going to be Miriam and Amalek. But what about Shabbos? So mitzvahs kiddush Shabbos bedvarim ledaber devarim b'yom Shabbos bechnisaso v'chein b'yitziyaso shiyeh behem zecher gedulas hayom u'malaso v'havdalaso l'shevach mishar yamim shlofana v'achrav. So it's supposed to be a unique day, greater than the days before and after. Shneamar zachor yom Shabbos kaddisho. It should be separated. Klomar zachreu zachar kacha kedusha gedula. So remember its sanctity and its greatness. Umaferish amru lanu chachamenu shidvarm elu mitzuim anu la'amran al yain. We have to do it on yain. Shekein ba perish zachreu la yain. Ve'a inyan hu shenosin bekos revius yain chai omazu go yoser merevius avalo pachos mizeh. So these are the dinim. Ve'amaziga yidua shi al chelik echad shel yain chai v'tov v'shlosha chelkei mayim u'mevarchin alav kiddush Shabbos u'kmoshi yidua nusach b'nei Yehudim. So we're basically do kiddush the way we do it. The chen v'yitzias Shabbos gam kin mevarchin al yain l'chavod hayom ve'osa bracha shel motzi Shabbos nikru avdala. Fine. So what's the shoresh? Mishar shem mitzvah zu k'deishin is orer. Again, iror. The idea is that it's supposed to affect you, impact you. Mitoch ma'isa zeh through saying kiddush. It's to remember the greatness of the day and to instill within our heart and munas chiddush ha'olam. Once again, it's the idea of chiddush ha'olam. So it's a similar idea. So Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim is also chiddush ha'olam. It's the idea that Hashem created the universe. And we see that Hashem created the universe through the idea, through the concept of him manipulating the laws of nature and doing all the nisim. And that is an essential idea of Yahadus. And same thing with Kiddush, not the Nisim part, but the idea of Kiddush is the basic concept of Briyas Olam, that Hashem created the universe. So what does that have to do with Miriam, Tsaras, and what does that have to do with Amalek? Is there a connection? So if you look at the Rambam, this is the end of that halacha from before, so I split it up. So the Rambam actually does have an interesting concept by Tsaras that I think ties in to the philosophy over here. So he says in 21, "V'zehu derech yeshivas haleitzim arishayim." So he's continuing on by talking about how you shouldn't speak lashon hara and you shouldn't attach yourself to rishayim. And this is what these lazy, these people, these rishayim who just hang around, this is what they do. B'tchila marbin b'divrei havai. First, they talk about just nonsense. You know, they just talk a lot. Kinen shenamar v'kol k'stil barov dvarim. So the more you talk, you know, the more, you know, dumb stuff's going to come out of your mouth. And ultimately, you're going to be over Lashon Hara. But then he says, and we talk kach ba'in l'saper b'gnus ha-tzadikim. But that leads them to talking about the gnus for tzadikim, the degradation of tzadikim really leads them to speaking badly about tzadikim. Ki'in shnemar ta'almanas sifse sheker ha-dovras ha-tzadik asak. When we talk kach, and from that, yelahem hergol adaber b'neviim. Then they start talking about neviim, b'litain dofi b'divrehem, and they start saying that the neviim aren't telling the truth, and they're not so great, and they start putting down the neviim. Kinyan shnemar vayhim alivim b'malachei Elokim ubozim dvarav v'misatim b'neviav, and then ultimately, what happens? When we talk kach, ba'in ledaber b'Elokim, then they start talking about Hashem, the chofren be'ikar, and ultimately it leads to kfirah, according to the Rambam. And he continues on. What caused them this harm? It's their mouths. So once you start associating yourself and hanging out with people like this, it's going to lead you down this path. So what do tzaddikim speak about? Torah and chachma. So what does the Rama say that's interesting? What he says is that ultimately the aver of Lashon Hara leads a person to being a kofer be'ikar, which is the opposite of the mitzvahs of Yetzias Mitzrayim and, of course, Shabbos, because the whole purpose of Shabbos and Yetzias Mitzrayim is to bring us and to be misorer our lev to understand and to really accept that Hashem created the universe. And the isser of Lashon Hara, according to the Rambam, is one that leads a person down the path towards Kfirah B'Ikar. Why does it do that? And why does it specifically use the story of Miriam? Well, Miriam is the case where she compared Moshe Rabbeinu to other Nevi'im, which is interesting because it kind of fits into what the Rambam saying about L'daber b'Nevi'im. But it sounds, I mean, the basic philosophy or the basic idea is that the underlying concept of Lashon Hara is that you feel better than others, that it's really based on gaiva, it's really based on your own ego. You feel better than others, superior than others, and you start putting people down. But ultimately, that superiority, which is expressed through Lashon Hara, ends up causing fear of Iker, meaning nobody can tell me what to do. I'm superior to even God. So the idea of Lashon Hara, the Isser of Lashon Hara, is a trap. It's a trap that leads a person to being a kofer b'Iker, according to the Rambam. And that certainly demonstrates that there's a tie-in between the mitzvah of Zachor and by Miriam and the mitzvah of Zachor by Kiddush and the mitzvah of Zachor by Yetzias Mitzrayim, meaning both of those mitzvahs are meant to, by Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shabbos, are meant to enhance our attachment and our love of the concept that Hashem created the universe and that He interacts with the universe. And Lashon Hara is an aveira that leads us in a very insidious way towards being a kofer b'Iker. So we have to be Zachor as Miriam to, in order to prevent that from happening. But there really are the opposites of the same concept. They're on the two sides of the same concept. So if you look at, I mean, the actual story of Miriam, we'll just look at it briefly. So it says, "Vatadaber Miriam ba'aron b'Moshe." By the way, are there any questions? Am I going too fast or any questions? Sorry. Any questions?
Yes, Rabbi,
Sure.
isn't it interesting that only by Shabbos you have a chiyuv b'kinasa v'yatzo? You should be mekadesh beginning and end. No other place where you have zachar do you have that.
That is true. It's a good question. Yeah, it's hard to answer. I mean, I don't know if I can answer that question, but yeah, it's a good question. I don't know why. You mean, why don't they have that on Pesach, for example, like
Correct.
Yitzchak?
Right, correct.
Yeah, not sure. But it doesn't take away from the main idea of Zohar seems to be, according to the Rambam, enunciating and really elaborating on the memory. It's not enough to just remember it in broad way, in a general way, but we have to get into detail. So what about Amalek? Well, let's just do the Miriam. Basically, we all know that, I think we know the story of Miriam, but maybe we should read through it just to be Yotze, Zachor. Vatadaber Miriam va'aron b'Moshe alo dosa isha kushis asher lakach, ki isha kushis lakach. So Miriam spoke to Aaron about Moshe, about him separating from Tzipora. Vayomru rak ach b'Moshe diber Hashem, alo gam banu diber vayishma Hashem. So what was her Lashon Hara basically saying? That Moshe is no different than us. He's like a regular Navi. He's not special. Vayish Moshe anav meod mikol adam asher al bnei adamah. And Moshe didn't care. He was an anav. That was what the Rambam says. That didn't affect Moshe at all. Vayomer Hashem pisom Moshe vel Aaron vel Miriam tzu shlashtachem elo moed vayetzu shlashtam. And they went out. Vayir Hashem ba'amud anan vayamud pesach ha'ol vayikra Aaron and Miriam vayetzu shneam. So Hashem called out Aaron and Miriam. So basically, all Nevi'im, it's done through Nevuah, through Chalom. But Moshe is unique. Why aren't you scared? So the whole story of Miriam, the real Lashon Hara was just putting down Moshe as a Navi. And it wasn't even saying that he wasn't a Navi, it was just a slight of Moshe that he wasn't as great as Moshe actually was. But it's interesting that it seems like, according to the Rambam, not that Miriam was going to be a kofer b'Iker, but that's the haschalah. When you start even denigrating to the smallest extent a Navi, that's really the haschalah of the down of the spiral into kfirah b'Iker. And we don't really see that. I don't think we think of that that naturally when it comes to Lashon Hara, but the Rambam is definitely saying that ultimately it leads a person to a denial of God as creator of the universe. So if you look at Rashi, he says, I mean, we didn't separate from our wives, our spouses. So basically, again, it's just the reason why this story was chosen. I mean, the Rama mentions it because it was very slight, and it doesn't seem like it's much, but it's the haschalah, it's the beginning of this trap, of this downward spiral towards being a kofer b'Iker, just that first notion that a Navi is not as great as a Navi as Moshe was. So, what about Amalek? What's the last mitzvah of Zachor? So let's just do see what the psukim say, but I think there's an easy tie-in here. So what happened with Amalek? Zachori, so remember what happened with Amalek when we were leaving Mitzrayim. Asher Elokim. So they basically attacked us when we were weak, and they didn't fear God. There's a question whether it's Amalek or the Jews, and they attacked us at a weak point. So it's a mitzvah to destroy them completely. And that is really the last pasuk there in your test. But look at the Torah Tmimah. What is the ikkar? What is the key idea of Amalek? One of the key ideas. It's Baderach B'tzeis Chem and Mitzrayim. It's like, when did they attack? They attacked right after we left Mitzrayim. Baderach B'shas Truv Chem, B'tzeis Chem and Mitzrayim, B'shas Gulas Chem. Right when we had leave or left Mitzrayim in our Shas Geula, that's when they attacked us. Mo Omer Shimu Amim Yirgazun, that's from Oz Yashir. Aval Zeh V'lo Yer Elokim. Meaning, Oz Yashir was the celebration of what happened, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and all the Nisim and the flow. Shamu Amim Yirgazun. All the Amim were scared of Klal Yisrael. But Amalek was not. They were not scared of Klal Yisrael. So what exactly is the issue, or what is so bad about Amalek? Part of the flaw, or part of the, not a flaw, but part of the terrible situation of Amalek was that it happened right after Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was almost like a denial of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because all the other nations, Shamu Amim Yirgazun, all the other nations recognized Yetzias Mitzrayim as valid. They recognized, they were scared of Klal Yisrael, but Amalek wasn't. So what was the real nature of the flaw of Amalek? It was the idea that, or one flaw was that they attacked them right after Geula, right after Yetzias Mitzrayim, almost in a certain sense a denial of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which ultimately, as we said before, expresses that God is the creator of the universe. So the Isser, the not the Isser, but the Zachor of Amalek. Why are we remembering Amalek? Because the whole idea of Amalek was a denial, or Amalek denied or tried to deny what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim, tried to deny the miracles, the greatness of the miracles, and that God was creator of the universe. So the mitzvah of Zachor once again revolves around the same concept as the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Shabbos, of Kiddush B'Shabbos. So again, ultimately, there is a kesher between these four mitzvahs, and the kesher is that the fundamental ideas of Yahadus are really that Hashem created the universe and that He interacts with the universe through, and there's hashgacha. The mitzvah or the iser of lashon hara, and why are we mitzvah? Maybe not a specific mitzvah, but what's the idea of remembering Miriam? To ensure that that idea isn't lost, to ensure that that idea remains fundamental. Because once we fall into the trap of lashon hara, it leads us down the spiral of, according to the Rambam, of being a kofer be'ikar. And by Amalek, if we don't destroy Amalek, we're validating this idea that Yetzias Mitzrayim was not great. So we have to remember Amalek to destroy them in order to create, or once again, enhance the idea of God being the creator of the universe, Yetzias Mitzrayim being a proof for that, by remembering Amalek and ensuring that we destroy Amalek. So again, both of these, or all these zachors, are related to one another in a philosophical sense because of the fact that they all revolve around these essential ideas of Yahadus, these ideas of Borei HaOlam, Hashem being Borei HaOlam, and the idea of the Nisim Neflos of Yetzias Mitzrayim, also a reflection of Hashgacha and Hashem creating the universe. And again, Lashon Hara and Amalek are almost the opposite. They're the Hefech, the opposite of those positives. So just to put everything together, then I'll open it up to questions. And but just to put everything together, I just wanted to give a basic overview of the idea of Zachor. And as I said earlier in the beginning of this year, there's three different concepts that I want to focus on. One is the Tzuras HaMitzvah according to the Rashi. It seems like Rashi is saying that the mitzvah of Zachor is really to remember in a situation where it's not necessarily natural for you to remember. So you have to force the memory. So even if it's not the day of Shabbos, if it's not the day of Pesach, you still have to remember every single day. And same thing with Miriam, and same thing with Amalek. Even if you don't want to remember, even if there's a part of a person that naturally wants to forget these experiences, we have to force ourselves to remember. We really have to push ourselves, even when it's unnatural for us to remember these events. And it's the same thing with I was thinking, obviously it's tied into a yahrzeit and tied into somebody who passes away. So sometimes you're naturally triggered to remember that person. You know, you come across something, or it's the day of their yahrzeit, and you naturally remember. But if there's an ability of the person who died to affect you, to impact you, sometimes it's a good to remember, even in an unnatural, even when it's not natural to remember, even just forcing yourself to sit down and remember that person, if it's going to benefit you, if it's going to benefit your actions, that is the zachor that I was thinking about with regard to how it's tied in. And the Rambam says that zachor means not just remembering general. You can remember an event happened, a Amalek attacked us. You can remember that we left Egypt. You can remember that Shabbos exists. But the idea of zechira is more. You have to go into detail. You have to elaborate. And the reason why you have to elaborate is for it to impact you. If you just remember something in a general fashion, it's going to have a limited impact. It's not going to be Misorer HaLev. But once you delve into and once you elaborate on a memory, that's really when it has an impact on you. And it's so essential by these mitzvos that we elaborate because of the fundamental nature of what they revolve around, which is the idea of Bria Ha'olam and the idea of Hashgachas Hashem. So we're forced to, we have to elaborate on these areas, on Amalek, on Lashon Hara, on the idea of Shabbos, on the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim, in order for it to affect us, to have an impact on us, in order to attach ourselves to the idea that Hashem is the creator, Borei Olam, and Hashgacha exists. So same thing with the idea of the Yahrzeit, same similar concept I wanted to express. Same thing, when somebody passes away and they mean something to you, you can remember them in a general way, but that will have limited impact on you and your actions, or you can remember more specifically. And maybe the Torah is teaching us that there's a benefit to being more, to elaborating more on a memory of somebody, even though it's not talking about a person who passed away. But the benefit of elaboration is that it really impacts you. So when you can elaborate on and remember and have those memories and really speak about them in detail, so the more you do that, the more impact it has on you. And of course, I give a share on this a while ago. You don't want to be misabel yoseri die, but the idea of the impact should be one that's positive, one that affects your actions and affects you and really motivates you to do good. So I think those two ideas definitely are relevant to what I experienced, to my own experience of the Yahrzeit. I kind of spoke about this a little bit at my brother's hesped, where I spoke about the idea of not just waiting, similar to Rashi. You shouldn't just wait for things to happen. You shouldn't just, wait for memories to occur, but you want to be proactive. You want to really be proactive in using the mace in order to motivate you and in order to inspire you. All right, so that's the share. Now open up the floor to specific questions. Any questions?
Can I just throw something out there?
Yeah,
It's
sure.
interesting that I guess all the zachar seem to be in terms of like saying something, or I mean, like you're saying, like you should elaborate on, on the subject. But it's interesting, like I don't know, many mitzvos you have some ma'aseh that you're doing, and I guess Rambam by Kiddush, like you actually have zachriyo b'tziyaseh v'knisaseh, but we don't really have actual actions that we're doing other than dibur. I just kind of struck me as interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need both. So yeah, you need both. You need both dibur. Dibur has a different impact on a person emotionally and psychologically, and ma'aseh has a different impact. But you need both in order to really, I think, have an impact on a person for sure. But yeah.
Question.
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts about the there's a minhag of the Shesh Zechiros that people say every day? Do you look into that at all, or what that's from?
I have no idea. I never saw that. Is that yeah, I don't know the source for that.
It's the thing, yeah, I feel like in the art school at the end of davening,
They say Zahor, like what
they
does
have it. Yeah. Sukkim, there's six of them, but there's those four, and then there's I guess two others which you read the Psukkim. You just say the Psukkim every day.
All right, no, never. I don't know the source for that. Actually, what's interesting is the Ramban. I didn't mention this because the Ramban, I mean, mostly focuses on Zahor, I think, being Bedibor, like the essential idea of Zahor being Bepa and not Belev. But the Ramban mentions another Zahor in when he speaks about, when he argues about whether it's mitzvos or not, whether like Miriam's a mitzvah or not on the Rambam. And he quotes another Zahor, but some of the Mefarshim argue that, and I mentioned it earlier, that it's with a shva and not a kamatz, and it has a different meaning. The word has a different meaning. So I was just going with the Zachor. Is that one is Zachor Eis Asher Tzavtem Bamidbar, I think, but I'm not sure. I don't want to misquote the pasuk. But yeah, so I was just focusing on these four. Yeah. All right. Any other questions? Aaron. Aaron, your idea also, the ghoul idea is
Oh yeah, I
one.
noticed that. The Amalek.
Yeah, I was talking to, you were mentioning that Amalek hates the hatred of Amalek is tied to Geulas Yisrael. This is Aaron's idea, Rabbi Zimmer. So he was saying, like, Bismanazah, the Arabs or Amalek, they hate the success of the Jews. Like, when the Jews are successful, and there's clearly, or there is hashgacha to Klal Yisrael, and it seems like it's the hashgacha of the Geula, that's when Amalek wants to attack. So that's in this this source over here at the bottom.
For
B'shas
sure.
Kolaskem.
And if we don't wipe them out, they're going to try to wipe out the Gulas, all the Gula and all the Yesodos. That's why we got to get them first.
That is true. That is true, for sure. All right. Any other questions? All right. Well, thank you guys. Appreciate
Thank you.
everybody coming, and have a great rest of your day. All right.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.